We're on Simon Tov Kuf Samech. Lasos Zecher Lechorban. This is the second to last Simon in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. The mitzvah, the chiyuv, the gzeira of making a Zecher Lechorban. Uvo Chamisha Se'ifim. The Mishabura starts with an introduction. Shekol Dvar Simcha Tzarech Lasos Ba'Dover Zecher Lechorban. Whenever a person has a simcha, he has to do something to show that our simcha is incomplete, as long as the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt. Pasuk we're all familiar with from Al Neros Bavel. As long as there's no Beis HaMikdash, there can be no complete simcha, and therefore we have to raise Yerushalayim on top of our simcha and do something at the simcha to detract from the simcha, so it's not a complete simcha until we're zocha to the Beis HaMikdash. I want to go through a short Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Samach Amud Beis that discusses this issue. Then we'll go through the different gzeiras. This siman is different than most in that, we'll soon see, there are many things that Chazal were gozer zeichel churban, and many of them, most of us have never even heard of. And the postgame tried to really do backflips and try to figure out why is it that these things that are mentioned in the Gemara, that are mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, and that are seem to be dinim, why are they not followed bizman hazeh? So we're going to bring down the sources, the dinim, and try to discuss a little bit what is done, what isn't, what is not done, why isn't it done, and try to be miyashev the minig, as the poskim try to do throughout the siman, in explaining why it is that most of these things we don't do. So let's start with the Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Samach Amud Beis. Tan Rabbanan, Kishacharav Habayis Bishnia, when the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabu Prushim B'Yisrael. There were Tzadikim, Prushim in Yisrael, Shelo Lechol Basa V'Shelo Lishtod Yayin. They stopped eating meat and drinking wine. Nit Palahen Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua started up with them. Amar Lahen, he said to them, Bonayim Ripnei Ma, Yetem Ochlem Basar V'Einatem Shotim Yayin. Why are you not eating meat and drinking wine? Amrullah, they said to him, Nocha basa shemimenu makriv l'agabim mizbeach v'ach shabbatul. We should eat meat that we used to once bring on the Beis HaMikdash, and now we can no longer do that because the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. Nishta yayin sheminaskan agabim mizbeach v'ach shabbatul. Should we drink wine that was once poured on the mizbeach and now is batul? Amrullahem, so Rabbi Yeshua responded to them, Imkein lechem lo nocha. We shouldn't eat bread. Shekvar batlu menachos. We no longer have the menachos, the meal offering. So they responded, "Efshe beperes, okay, we'll eat fruit." So Rabbi Yeshua said, "No, peres or nocha. Shekvar batlu bikurim. We can't eat fruit. We used to bring peres to the Beis HaMikdash, the firstborn fruits, the bikurim, and we no longer have that." So they responded, "Efshe beperes acherim. Bikurim is only applicable to the Shivat Aminim. We'll eat other peres." So Rabbi Yeshua said, "Mayim lo nishte. We shouldn't drink water. Shekvar batal nisuch hamayim. On Sukkos, we used to have the nisuch hamayim on the mizbeach, and we don't have that either." Shasku, and they were quiet. Omar lehen. So Rabbi Yeshua said to them, "Bonai bo vaomer lechem shelo litabel kol ikar iefshir. I can't tell you not to mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Shekvar nigzur gzera, because it's a gzera that we have to be misabel." But to mourn excessively, that we can't do either. We can't decree things on the tzibor unless most of the tzibor can abide by it. Gemara continues, and then it goes on to list the number of things that we're going to see in Shulchan Aruch. In the end, the Gemara says, "Im eshkachech Yerushalayim tishkach yimini tedvak l'shem lechiki." Okay, and the Gemara goes on to enumerate the things that we're going to see now in Shulchan Aruch. That was the Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Samach Amud Beis. So, in order to do this simin most properly and most effectively, I want to switch the order, and I apologize in advance. I want to go out of order. We'll start with the last Sif. Sif Hei is based on a pasuk that we're familiar with in Tehillim from Shir HaMalos. The pasuk says, "Ozi malis chok pinu." Then our mouths will be filled with joy. The Gemara Brachas tells us, "Also la adam shir malis chok piv ba'olam hazeh." A person is not allowed to fill his mouth with chok in olam hazeh. And the Rishonim give two different pshatim over here. And let's see this now in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins like brings down this Gemara. Simin Tov Kuv Samech Sifei. Also the Odom Shiyamali Piv Schok Olam Hazeh. Person is not allowed to fill his mouth with schok in Olam Hazeh. Why? So here there's two reasons Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sif Katan Chof. She'as Simcha Yisera Mishakeach HaMitzvos. Through excessive Simcha, one forgets the mitzvahs. Leads to a leitzonistic thing, leads to lightheadedness, and it's not conducive to avodas Hashem. Va'ayim b'tazer prisha da'afidah b'simcha shal mitzvah k'go machaz v'chatuna u'purim lo yimali p'im tzchok. Even at a wedding, even on Purim, a person always has to be level-headed, understand who he is and what's going on, not to totally lose it in excessive simcha. So that's the reason of Rabbeinu Yonah. And according to this Rabbeinu Yonah, the nusach of Ba'olam Hazeh has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash, nothing to do with the Churban, and it's, as long as a person's living, whether there is or is not a Beis HaMikdash, we have to make sure that we don't lose ourselves and we're able to keep all the mitzvahs all the time. The Ramban and the Tur also seems to pass like this Ramban. The Ramban says it's Mibnei HaGolos. The Mishnah Berurah actually does not bring this down. I apologize. The Ramban says it's also La'odim Shema L'Pid Schok because of the Golos. And the Tur changes the gear, so the Tur doesn't say Ba'olam Hazeh, the Tur says Bizman Hazeh. Nowadays that we are unfortunately without a Beis HaMikdash, it's also for a person Lamal Piv Schok Ba'olam Hazeh, Bizman Hazeh, until the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and then it will be Mutter. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that it's dealing not with the Beis HaMikdash, but even when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, it's still going to be also because it's to prevent us from losing ourselves and being over averus. Of course, it's not telling us not to be besimcha. It's very important for us to be besimcha. Mitzvah gedolah lios besimcha tamid. Rabbi Orlovich brings down in his Sefer Chinuch Habanim, through simcha, a person is able to control his different midos and different things that need controlling. A person can be omer ben yisoyim. If a person, chas v'shalom, is down, if he's sad, then it's much harder for him to control himself and do the things that he has to do and be omer ben yisoyim. And simcha is a very important part of avodas Hashem. Here we're talking about an exaggerated type of leitzonis where one totally loses himself. Okay, that's Sif Hey. We're going to go backwards. Let's look back at Sif Dalid. Sif Dalid tells us, Gozru v'chein gozru, it's a continuation of Gimel, which we'll do later, v'chein gozru ala taros chasanen, there is a gzera because of the churban beis hamikdash, for chasanim at the wedding not to wear a special crown. Shelo laniach klal. They used to have crowns, and there's a gzera not to wear the chasan crown at a wedding. Here the Aruch HaShulchan tells us, v'anachnu lo yadanu klal mahim ha'ataros ha'elu ki'inam no'agim banu. We don't have these crowns, and this is not nogea to us at all. We don't even know what the Mechaber is talking about. Let's just read the Mechaber. V'chein gozru ala taros chasanim shelo laniach klal, the chasan is not allowed to wear a crown. V'shelo yaniach ha'chasan brosho shum kalil shenemar haser ha'mitznefes v'arim ha'atara. Okay, the chasan is not allowed to wear this crown at his wedding. V'chein gozru ala ataros ha'kala, the kala's crown, in hisha kesef. She's not allowed to wear a crown of silver. Aval shagdil mutu l'kala, but a headpiece, which our kalas do wear, made out of some cloth, some material, that's mutter. V'davka l'chasim v'kalim. Aval b'shar kol anashim v'nashim lo gozer. This gzera is davka at a simcha chasim v'kalim at a wedding. But if a person wants to wear on an ordinary day, if you want to put on a crown and walk down the street, that's fine. Okay, that's if Dalit again. The chasim's crown we don't have. The kala's crown, the Aruch HaShulchan sounds like we don't have. We do have a headpiece, and that headpiece seemingly should be made out of material, should not have on it gold and silver. I don't think those headpieces have on it gold and silver. If they do, consult a local Orthodox Rosh Yeshiva. Now let's go to Sif Beis. Can I apologize for going out of order? Sif Beis is going to list four different things that are instituted. Again, Zeichel Churban, and again we'll see that we're not familiar with these things and try to understand a little bit why it is that that's the case. Sif Beis says, V'chein hitzkinu sha'orech shulchan laso su'uda l'orchim, one who sets the table for guests, mechaser mimenu ma'at. He should leave off something from the table. Umeiniach makom ponui, he should leave the place, a certain place on the table empty, below ka'ara mina ka'aros, haruyas lasisham, that no dishes, there's nothing on the table over there. The Mishnah Berurah points out, this applies even to a Sudas mitzvah, however, it doesn't apply in Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos and Yontif, it's asur to show any form of avelus, and it doesn't apply. Why are we not familiar with this? Why have we never heard of such a thing? So here the Bir Halacha tells us that the first three things listed in this sif, which we've so far only seen one, the Bir Halacha says in Dibar Masla v'chein hiskinu she'orech shulchan v'tzorech iyan she'kol ze eino agin klal. It's a din in the Gemara, it's a braisa, it's a din of shulchan orech, but we don't seem to do it. And the Bir Halacha says v'tzorech iyan. He doesn't know why we don't do it, but we don't do it. So here I saw that the Pitzchei Tshuva brought down the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim wants to explain why it is that we don't do this. And he says, in those days, it could be there was a very exact way of setting the table. And if you would leave something off, so it would be very recognizable that you were leaving it off, Zeichel Lechorban. But nowadays, that we don't have such a thing, different people set the table differently, with different numbers, different pieces of silverware, different ways, so therefore, Bizman Azeh, wouldn't be Nikar if we would leave something off, and therefore you don't have to do it. Or therefore, the minig is not to do it. He concludes, that you should still leave something off. But again, the Bir Halacha says, Lamaisa, we're not knowing like this. Why? Unclear. Should we? Unclear. Again, that's a theme that we're going to see over and over in this siman. Things that Chazal goes there, and for some reason they seem to have gotten lost. Continuing in siman Tav Kuf Samach Sif Beis, Ukeshaisha osa tachshite akesev azov, when a woman puts on her jewelry, mishaira min mimine atachshit shenoheges b'hem kadei shelo yi atachshit sholem. A woman, when putting on jewelry and getting dressed, should leave off a piece of jewelry. Zecher l'churban. Again, the Bir Halacha tells us, tzarech iyan ein nogin klal. Now he does tell us in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Ches, shenoheges b'hem, a woman who has a lot of different types of jewelry, lo tasim kulam aleha bevat achat. She shouldn't put on all her jewelry at one time. American women, I think, have enough jewelry that they're never wearing all of their jewelry at one time. Again, this is not some. This is, we're not knowing like this. Why not? Unclear. Should we? Possibly. Let's continue in the Shulchan Aruch. Ukshachosa no se isha, when a chosan gets married, lokech efer makla, he should take ashes, venosim verosho, b'mokom hanochas tefillin. Take ashes and put it on his head in the place of hanochas tefillin. Here also, the Bir Halacha tells us, ein nogin klal. Now this, I believe, is making a comeback, even though the Bir Halacha tells us ein nogin klal, and the Aruch HaShulchan over here says that we're not knowing to put ashes on the head, we're knowing to break a glass, which we'll soon see in the Ramah. So you see that 100 years ago, in the times of the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan, this was not knowing. Bizman Hazeh, it is making a comeback. I know at my wedding, my Masada Kiddushin put the ashes on my head. I've seen it at other weddings. So this one is making a comeback. Okay, so the first three things, or the three things listed in Sif Beis, again, they're brought down to the Gemara, they're brought down to Shulchan Aruch, and it's unclear to the postgame why we're not knowing like this. The Ramah says, Hagah, in Sif Beis, V'yesh mekomo shenagu lishbar kos b'shas chuppah. There are places where they're knowing to break a glass under the chuppah. We've never seen a chuppah that they haven't broken a glass. That, certainly, we're familiar with. Here I saw in the name of the Chasam Sofer, why dafka a glass? Because a glass can be melted back and reformed and reshaped back into a glass after it's broken. That's actually the svara that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah at the end of Avodah Zarah brings down, why Tevilas Kelim applies Midr Rabbanan to glass. Because glass has similar properties to metal in that it can be melted down and reshaped and reformed. And therefore metal Tevilas Kelim, which we're not discussing now, according to many posts, is Daraisa, and glass, because it shares this Nekuda, that it can be melted down and rebuilt, is Chayiv and Tevila at Midrabanan. So here the Chasam Sofer tells us that glass is Merames to us, the Geula. Just as glass has Takana, can be put back into the furnace and remade into a glass, Hu Adin, we are waiting for our broken Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt and for the ultimate geula. So this one we are noeg, and then the Ramah continues. O lasum mapashchor oshad divrei avelas barosh hachosam. Some break a glass, or they do some other thing to the head of the chosam. I guess in place of putting the ashes, they put some sort of black napkin of some sort, or some other divrei avelas. Again, not something that we are familiar with, although the ashes again is making a comeback. V'chol eleh hadvarim, says the Shulchan Aruch, k'dei lizkor es Yerushalayim. All these things are to remember Yerushalayim. Shenemar imeshkachech Yerushalayim, tishkach imini. Im lo ale es Yerushalayim, al rosh simchasi. Whenever we do inyonei simcha, person sets a table fancy, there's an inyan to leave something off, even though again we're not familiar with this. When a woman makes herself look fancy, there's an inyan to leave something off. At the wedding, don't put on the crown, put ashes on your head. And to remember that no simcha is complete. Okay. That's Beis, Dalet, and Hey. Let's go back now to Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph is also something that seems to is making a comeback, certainly in Eretz Yisrael. Shulchan Aruch tells us in Sif Aleph, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Tiknu Chachamim Shehayu Ba'oso Ador, the Chachamim instituted, She'ein Bonim La'olam Binyan Misuyad U'mechuyar Kibinyan HaMelochim. Not to build very fancy architecture, royal architecture, architecture that was only used Kibinyan HaMelochim, like the kings. I don't think it means you can't build a nice house, but it was a special type of architecture that was used by kings. So Chachamim will go there that a person should not build such houses b'zman hazeh to remember the Churban. Ela, it's a din in the building. Ela toch beis b'tit, he should make his house with tit, with cement. V'sod b'sid, and he should use lime. Again, the materials, we're not builders and kablanim, so these things also are very unclear what it's referring to. Person should make his house out of cement and lime, umishayer, and when he's building his house, he should leave over a makom ama al ama. He should leave over a place where he doesn't put the lime, an ama by an ama, 1.5 to 2 feet, by 1.5 to 2 feet. Keneged haPesach below city. He should do it in front of the door. The first thing when you open the door, you see that this is left over. V'alokeh chotzer misuyedes u'michuyeres, perish misuyeres, one who buys a chotzer, buys something that has this very fancy architecture, harezu b'cheskasa, so it's b'cheskas kosher, you don't have to do anything to it, ve'em echayven aso liklof b'koslim, and you don't have to scrape off the walls an ama by an ama. So there's two reasons they bring down that this is b'cheskasa, either because it was built before the Churban HaBayis, and therefore it was built before the Gzeira, and it's not a din in living in a house, it's a din in building a house. And therefore, since this was built before the Churban HaBayis, the Gzera was not chal on this house, on this chotzer, because of the grandfather clause. Obviously, that's not nogeh b'zman hazeh. Or he bought it from a guy, and the din doesn't apply to a guy. If he buys it from a guy, he's allowed to live in it, he doesn't have to scrape it off. But if he's building a house, he can only build a house, he can't build a house with this special royal type of architecture, which we're not familiar with. He should build a house with cement and with sid, and leave over, when he's building the house, a makom ama al ama keneged haPesach. So in America, I never saw such a thing, and I imagine because houses in America are made out of wood. This is not a gzera for houses built of wood. This is a gzera for houses built of cement and sid, which is, I think, a type of lime. So here the Bir Halacha tells us, Dibur Masel She'ein Bonim La'olam, Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, Shari B'chol Inyim. Shuls, Yeshivas, Beis Medrash, those are Mutter. Hainu Af B'sid L'chud, Uvelo Shir Ama Alama. Just lime, which is better than tit, and better than, which is better than tit. So with lime is Mutter, he doesn't have to leave over an Ama Alama, if it's a Shul, or a Cheder, or a Yeshiva. Now, this is making more, in Eretz Yisrael, has become much more common. It seems in the times of the Mishnah Berurah wasn't so popular as the other things that we've seen so far in the Siman, and Sif Dalet, and Sif Beis. So here, the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sif Katan Beis, skip down a line, V'yesh mekilin al yedei chol. For those who are mekil, if there's sand mixed into the lime. The Sfira Dechad Irim Chol Shuvla Mikri B'Shem Sid. It's not called lime if you're mixing in sand. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes, in his day they used to put in around 50-50, and he holds it doesn't have a din sid at all, and therefore the din doesn't apply. Mishabura continues, V'nebez Manena Lo Nogu L'Shayer. Nowadays, in Radin, the Chavetz Chaim says that we're not knowing to leave over this Amma Al Amma. The Efshe Mishum the Som Kanal Yesh Mekilin. Maybe we rely on these Yesh Mekilin. The alcohol panim tamua, but it's a wonderment. Shere melavnin abatin besid levad. Nowadays we use pure lime, and why don't we leave over the ama al ama? And then he says ach kol zedochak. He tries to explain why. V'tzarach ian alma nogin heter. V'heichashu tach betit levad ukuli alma in tzarach l'shayer klal. If you're just making it out of cement without lime, everyone agrees you don't have to leave over a piece of an ama al ama. Again, how our houses exactly are made. We have to leave to the Kablanim. Look at Sifkotan Gimel Kneged HaPesach. V'hainu Nochach HaPesach Kedesh Yira Miyad Sheikones BaPesach. When you open the door straight ahead, Mimul the door, directly opposite the door, should be this Amma Al Amma reminder, which again is making a comeback in Eretz Yisrael. If right across from the door is not possible, so some put it right on top of the door, so the Balabayit sitting in the house will always look at it. The Minig, as far as I understand, and from what I've seen from my neighbors in Beitar, is to put it right on the wall, not, if you can't put it opposite the door, to put it the closest thing to the door. That is the first thing that you see when you walk in. Mishmur says at the end of Sifkat and Gimel, after the Shari Chuvah, he says, but also Ashir, yeah, below Sid. You shouldn't put any lime on there. Udiloka osin osin ama shachor. Dezo gam kein tzir. You shouldn't make this ama black. Because that, it should be empty. You should leave off the sid. Don't do anything to it. If you make it black, that's a tzir. That's like a type of, almost like a picture. V'yesh mekomo shosin shachor. There are places where they do make it black. V'kos v'nal zeh zeche l'churban. And they write on it zeche l'churban. And the Mishabura doesn't seem so excited about that. Look in Sifkat and Ches. In Sifkat and Ches in the Sharatzian, all the way on the bottom, he says, after Chai Odom Machmer Gambazer, the Chai Odom says that it's no good to make it black, no good to write on a Zeichel Churban, because Mokom near the Inimchos Biara Mekilin. Says the Sharatzian, you shouldn't protest if someone is Mekil, Acharisha Yerabe Hevi, B'Shem Ha'agudah Smach La Mekilin, She'osin Shachor, B'Mokom Ahu. The Yerabe brings down reason to be Mekil. The Aruch HaShulchan also writes, he says that Tzlenu Mashchirin by us, we leave it black. That's what he did. They came into Regilin, Shazo, Ahekel, Churba, Malano, Imko, Imko. What's the difference if you leave off an Amma Al Amma without Sid, or you take an Amma Al Amma and you color it black and you write Zechel, Churba, and it's all Zechel, Churba? And maybe based on that, there's a minute, maybe based on that, people rely on having a picture of the Kotel or something like that to remind them of the Churba. But the Ikar Takon is to leave over an Amma Al Amma Al Sid. If your house is made out of Sid, in America houses, I assume, and I'm pretty sure made mostly out of wood. In Eretz Yisrael, I don't know what they're made out of, but there is a minig to leave off an Amma Al Amma. Now, if you bought this house from a goy, we said that you don't have to scrape off the Amma Al Amma because it was built according to halacha. The goy is not chayav to leave over an Amma Al Amma. If it's bought from a Jew who was supposed to leave over and didn't, then there's a chiyuv to scrape it off. And that's what's done in many places in Eretz Yisrael. To scrape off the Amma Al Amma. By the door, or as close to the door as possible. What if someone's renting an apartment in Eretz Yisrael? Can he scrape it off if it's not his? So here, this question was asked to the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish said no. You may not scrape it off unless you have explicit permission from the owner of the apartment. The Pesachei Tshuva brings down an opinion that it doesn't apply in Yerushalayim, since you see the Churban Be'inayim. Since you see the Churban Be'inayim, so they don't need a reminder in their house. I don't know. Most poskim don't seem to follow that, but again, the theme of this siman is there are many things that were nigzar in Shulchan Aruch, they come from the Gemara. Many people are not makbid on them. Most of these things we've never even heard of. Why is that? And the poskim try to be miyashev and explain different reasons why these dinim are not followed bizman hazeh. Okay, so that's in terms of the Amma Al Amma. So here, this is making a comeback similar to the Efer Makta on the head of the Chasan, to leave over an Amal Amal Zecha the Churban when your house is made out of Siv. Now let's go to Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel is the most complicated, the most difficult, and the most troubling. And here, very interesting, whereas the first few Seifim, so the postgim, as the Bir Lachat said, Tzarech Iyin, Shekol Ze Inog and Klau. This Sif, the postgim are not comfortable saying that. And some postgim come out very strong with the specific halachas involved in the Sif. Sif Gimel involves the halacha of listening to music Bezman Hazeh after the Churban. And we're going to have to, we're not here to Paskin Shailas, we're here to discuss the issues, get some background, and try to see where, why people are Mekel, why people do what they do. And if someone wants a personal psak, he should consult his personal rav. The Gemara in Gittin and Dav Zayin Amar Alev says, Shalach Le, Lamar Ukva, they asked Mar Ukva, Zimra Minolan De Oser. How do you know that it's Oser to listen to music? And the Gemara brings a pasuk. The Gemara asks, why didn't they bring a different pasuk? The Gemara answers, if we would only have the pasuk that they didn't bring, we would think only musical instruments was aser. But music, bepeh, just singing would be mutter, kamash melon. That's why we bring down the pasuk that we bring down, to tell us that there's no difference between music, bepeh, and music with instruments. They're both going to be aser. Now, what is this referring to? So, the one of the psukim brought down mentions wine. We'll see that that theme does come up. So, it seems from the Gemara that there's no difference. Bein bekli, bein bepeh. You can't listen to singing, and you can't listen to musical instruments because of the gzeira zeicha l'churban. Rashi tells us that this is only talking about bebeis hamishtaos at a mishteh. What does it mean, mishteh? So, we'll see mishteh. The Mishnah Berurah tells us a mishteh is means yayin. When you're drinking wine, so according to Rashi, so far things are okay. You can't listen to singing and you can't listen to musical instruments while drinking wine. That's not something that's terribly difficult to follow. Tosu says, and here the assumption is that Tosu is not arguing with Rashi, but he's adding to Rashi. Even if you're not drinking wine, it's aser, but only from lemisha rogil bakach, like the reish gelusa. And Tosus brings down a Yerushalmi. It's aser for the Reish, people like the Reish Gelusa and the Ramo, who brings down the Torah, who brings down Tosus, says, like kings who constantly wake up and go to sleep with music, so for them, it's aser to listen to music. So, at first glance, well, we're not kings, we're not the Reish Gelusa, so we should be fine. So I was thinking about this, and later I saw in Mikroi Kodesh, Rav Harari, in the name of Rav Mordechai Elio, that it could be Bizman Hazeh, that we're very accustomed to listening to music, that we have a din Bizman Hazeh, as the kings did in the times of old. Now, right now, we're talking about live music. Tape music we'll discuss at the end. So, it's also to listen to music, bein bepeh, bein bekli, according to Rashi, while you're drinking wine, you're in a beis hamishteh, according to Tosus, even if you're not at a Beis HaMishteh, if you are a king or a Reish Gelusa or someone who's Rogil Bakach. The Rambam seems to contradict the Gemara. They discuss the Miyashiv, the Rambam, where he gets the Shita from, and he also seems to contradict himself. In the Yadach HaZok, he writes that Bikli, it's Aser. Music is Aser, B'chol Inyan. Even without a Beis HaMishteh. And he says, B'peh is Aser Dafka Alayayim. So if you want to listen to somebody singing, as long as you're not drinking wine, that's okay. But to listen to musical instruments, that's always going to be aser. And then in the tshuvas, he's even more machmir, and he says that even bepeh is aser b'chol inyan. Even if you're not drinking wine, you're not allowed to listen to music bepeh. So Shulchan Aruch, Paskin is like the Rambam. That bekli, it's aser b'chol inyan, and bepeh, it's aser dafka ala yayin. Let's see this inside. Simin Tov Kuv Samech, Siv Gimel. V'chein Gozer Shlo L'Nagein B'Klei Shir, V'chol Minei Zemer, V'chol Mashmi Eikol Shel Shir L'Sameach B'Hem. You're not allowed to listen to musical instruments, says the Mechaber. Mechaber is Machmer. Like the Rambam, he doesn't differentiate, doesn't bring down Rashi, doesn't bring down Tosus. It sounds like the Rambam, it's Aser B'chol Inyan. There's also, by the way, a Gemara in Sota, in Daf Mem Ches, Mem Tes. There's a Mishnah and a Gemara over there. Maybe we'll discuss, get into that a little bit later. Then the Ramo says, Hago. That the Ramah brings down the Torah, who brings down Rashi and Tosis. It's only us in Beis HaMishteh, which Rashi, Mr. Mishnah Berurah tells us, Alayayin, or someone who's Ragel Bakach, like a king or a Reish Gelusa. Again, why that doesn't apply to us, Bizvan Azeh, who are constantly listening to music, is not so posh, is not so clear. So, assuming it doesn't apply to us, which is not so clear why, to listen to musical instruments, this machaber is machmer all the time, and the Ramah's maker as long as you're not listening to wine. As long as you're not drinking wine, or you're not a king. Why we don't have a din of kings since we listen to music all the time? Unclear. V'aser, the machaber continues, v'aser the shom avnei achurban. You're not allowed to listen to this music because of the Churban Abayas. V'afilu shir bepeh, even listen to someone singing, ala yayin asura, shenema b'shir lo yishtu yayin. Okay, so here, the Ramah is the naked opinion, assuming that we don't have a din of a king, we don't have a din of a Reish Gelusa, even though we are accustomed to listening to music. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Bach. And the Bach, he's machmer like the mechaber, and he says, "Vafilu Mishnah Berurah sifkot and yugimel, vafilu shir bepeh al yayin aser, ubach posak da afilu below yayin gam kein aser." The Armina Begumar brings the Gemara from Sota. The Gemara from Sota says, "Zimra shal moshche asfinos or moshche habekarim shari, shir eno el lezarzim bemelachta." Music that's listened to help a person work better, to help a person plow or whatever they were involved in doing over there, schlepping, whatever. So that's mutter. That reminds me of when I was in high school and the hockey practice, they used to listen to this crazy music to help them help their hockey practice. So, l'havdil, that sounds a little bit like what the Gemara is referring to. And then the Gemara continues and says that the other type of music, the gardoi, is aser. Because that's, Rashi says over there in Sota, einer ela l'schok. So the singing that mezareis them to melacha, that's mutter. Singing for schok is also. So the Bach wants to say, only singing that's mezarez you from melacha is mutter, but any other singing bepeh is going to be also, even if there's no yayin. The Bach is machmir, and Rav Moshe Feinstein here is very machmir. He holds like the Bach. Rav Yoshev brings down in his Ha'oros on Gittin that the Bach disagrees with the Ramah, and the Minhag HaOlam is to be make like the Ramah, not like the Bach. That the Bach holds Bekli is also Bekol Inyan. That's the Shita HaMechaber, Shita HaBach, and Shita Rav Moshe. And the Ramah is Mekel by, as long as it's not Beveis HaMishteh, and it's not a case of Rogel Bekach. And Rav Yoshev writes that the Minhag obviously is to be Mekel like the Ramah. In terms of singing Bepeh, the Mechaber says it's Dafka Osra Alayayin. Rav Moshe says Midina, he passes like the Mechaber. The Mishnah brings down the Bach, who says Bepeh is also b'chol inyan, and Rav Moshe holds it to ro'oi lahachmer. How does this fit into taped music? So it seems that Piskei Tshuvos holds very stark that tape music is just like regular music. He doesn't bring down, that I saw at least, any room for leniency, that tape music is more lenient than regular music. There is room, possibly, perhaps, to say such a thing. That does not seem to be at all a majority opinion. That seems to be a minority opinion. Again, we're not passing any shilas, we're just discussing the issue. There is an RJJ journal article on music written by Rav Kahn. From fall 1987, Rav Aaron Kahn, music in halachic perspective, and he discusses this. And basically, I found there's three opinions on the tape. Tape, MP3, discs, any music that comes from there. So there's room to say that a tape is mutter because it wasn't part of the Gzeira, although that's definitely not the majority opinion. There's room to say that if you listen to a tape of singing without musical instruments, nonetheless, is like musical instruments themselves. That means you could say that tape is more makel than live. You could say that tape is more machmir. You could say that music bepeh, if someone's singing, that's mutter if it's not aliyayin. But if you listen to a tape, a cappello, where they're singing without musical accompaniment, since it's coming off of a machine, that is a din of a kli. That I saw in the Ha'aris of Rabbi Yosha. That's how he holds. Or you could say, no, a tape is like regular, and if they're singing on the tape without musical accompaniment, it has a din of bepeh, and if there's musical instruments, it has a din of musical instruments. Rav Moshe, and I believe that Tzitz Eliezer also hold that if you're listening to a tape singing, then it has a din of singing. Which maker a din is mutter, if it's not al yayin. If you're listening to a tape of musical instruments, it's as if you're listening to musical instruments. That's the Shita of Rav Moshe, and I believe also the Tzitz Eliezer. Now what's the heter? Oh, let's finish out the machab, and then we'll discuss a little bit. You can't turn off the tape now. We have to get to some kulas, some heterim. Although we do have a heter from the Ramah, even though the Mishabura brings down the Bach, his Machmir, and even though Ramosh is Machmir, Ramah still is the Ramah, and that's room to leave the Diaved to be Miyashev the Minhag Olam. The Mechaber says, although Rabbi Yosher also says that the Minhag Olam is based on the Ramah. People are knowing to sing shiros v'tishbachos, sakar satov, and say over the chesed of Hashem, even alayayin. Hago says, Ramah v'chein the tzorach mitzvah, kagom beveis chosam akala hakol shari. At a wedding, it's all mutter. There is a gzera that was made by the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim for weddings in Yerushalayim around 150 years ago. Which we're not going to discuss. But music, the gzeir against music from the Korban does not apply to a wedding. The Kaf HaChaim here is Machmir and says wedding means only wedding. Others are Mekel and they say no. Wedding is Lavdafka. It includes any other Tzorech Mitzvah. And Rav Moshe has a Shaila about a fundraising dinner. So again, Rav Moshe is very machmir over here. He holds like the Bach, like the Mechaber, that the music is always aser. If it's recorded, it's aser. If it's live, it's for sure aser. Only singing Rav Moshe holds his mutter. So, but for the Tzorach Mitzvah is mutter. He says, lav dafka wedding, even a Sheva Brachos, a Bris, a Pidyon HaBen, whatever, Simcha, a Siyum, a Sechet. And he has a suffix by a fundraising dinner. Because on the one hand, they're not doing any mitzvah. On the other hand, they're raising funds for tzedakah. So he has a suffix on such a thing. Again, because Rav Moshe himself is machmir against the Ramah. He doesn't hold from the Ramah. He holds like the Bach, who holds like the Mechaber, that Bikli is Aser Bekol Inyan. Not like the Ramah, who's Mekel and only asers it where there's either Yayin or a person who's Rogel Bakach, which the Ramah tells us is like kings. Again, what our status is, Bizman is that, leaves room for a discussion. The Mishabura also in Sifkatan Yubayz points out, and in Sharatiyan, Sifkatan Chav Gimel, when it says Allah Yayin is Aser, so first he thinks it means even a Suda with Yayin. Even a Suda with Yayin, you can't listen to music. And the Sharatiyan, he brings down that there are those who are Meka means only Yayin when you're only drinking wine. But a Suda with wine is not called a Beis HaMishteh. The gzera, according to Rashi, that is not to listen to music. At a Beis HaMishteh means when you're drinking wine and only drinking wine. But not if you're eating. If you're eating and with your food you're drinking wine, so then it doesn't apply. He's not thrilled about it, but he says, Efshir de'ein limchos bam, Efshir not to be make a machot. Again, this whole simon is very, very unclear why we're not knowing to follow all these things. So let's get to the very important kulas bezman hazeh. So many, many poskim bring down to be melamed zchus that this gzeira against listening to music was music shouldn't bring a person to be overly overjoyed. However, they say in our door, we live in a depressed generation. People are sad. People are down. People are frustrated. People have low self-esteem. And therefore, music is not to make you ecstatic and overly excited, which would be usr, but music is just to raise our spirits so that we shouldn't be depressed and down. Of course, to be depressed and down is not good for avodas Hashem. So Chazal goes against music for tainug, not music to keep us sane and happy. And they go so far as to refer to it as a type of refuah. Music to keep a person from being depressed is a type of refuah, and therefore it's mutter. That's what many poskim say to be melamed zchus. I also heard this from Rav Katz, that we listen to music with Zman Hazeh so that we shouldn't be depressed. Shimon HaLevi says that listening to music that leads to a dveikus and a hisoris halev for avodas Hashem, kumzis, things like that, that's also mutter. Pesachei Tshuva is very, in this department, he's very machmir. But l'maisa, bottom line, there seems to be room for leniency based on the Ramah. Ramah Chaliyah is not convinced. And again, for a bottom line, a person should ask a shayla. But according to Ramah, who brings on Rashi and Tosfos, if you're not listening, if you're not drinking wine at the time, and you're not listening to, and you're not someone who's rogel bakach, what that means is unclear. So then according to Ramah, it would be mutter. Is tape music better? Most poskim do not hold tape music is better. Some poskim even hold tape music is worse than regular music. And the general mahalach is, because we are a generation in need of raising our spirits and keeping us happy to help our avodas Hashem, so that it becomes like refuah, and therefore it's mutter. Also, Rav Nevazal brings down in his Mishnah Brura from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Nevazal, by the way, is also machmir like Rav Moshe. But Rav Nevazal brings down in his Mishnah Brura from Rav Moshe that it doesn't apply to soothing music. It only applies to music that fires a person up. It does not apply to soothing, calming music. And I'm pretty sure I heard years ago from Rav Nevazal that it does not apply to classical music. Perhaps the one who put together Mishnah Berurah wanted to be more politically correct, so he called it soothing music is okay. But I'm pretty sure I remember Rav Nevazal saying that the classical music was okay, unless obviously it's church music and things like that, which are a big problem. If you're in school and taking such a class, consult a local posek if you're allowed to listen to such music. And we should be zocha to follow the halachos properly, and certainly to appreciate the extent of the korban and the severity of the korban, even though, as we pointed out, many of these dinim from Simon Tov Kuf Samech, we're not knowing bizman hazeh. But we should understand that the Churban is something that's worth pondering and worth davening for and putting a lot of kavanah into davening. And we should be zocha to see the next Beis HaMikdash Mimheira V'Yameinu Amen.